Hurricanes. All right. Call to order this Pleasant View City Council regular meeting of Tuesday, October 14th, 2025, at 6 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance opening prayer reading or thought. Council Member Ann Arrington. Ann, you want to do that or?
Sure, be happy to. Please
All right.
join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could join together tonight as a city council and grateful for the opportunity we've been given to represent the city at this time. And we are grateful for the great city of Pleasant View and for the people who live here. And we're thankful for their contribution to a great community. And we pray that we'll have a good community, a safe community, and that we'll be able to continue to enjoy Pleasant View. We pray for direction tonight and insight as we make decisions, as we plan for the future of our city. And we're so grateful for our city staff, our public works, our police officers, all those who make this city run great. We're grateful for their service and dedication and also their expertise. We're grateful for the blessings of living in the United States and for our freedoms. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Item 1B is Declaration of Conflicts of Interest. We reviewed the agenda. Is there any conflicts to declare?
No.
Seeing none, we'll move to 1C, Public Comments, Questions for the Mayor or Council, limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody wish to address the Council? Seeing none, we'd move to Item 2, Minutes of September 23rd, 2025, and October 6th, 25, open and closed.
How's that for minutes?
Any changes, questions, Laurie? If not, I'd entertain a
Mayor, I'll
motion.
make a motion that we approve the consent items for September 23rd and October 6th, open and closed.
I'll second that motion.
Motion by Marriott, second by Urie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any
Aye.
opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is a general plan amendment. Discussion and consideration to amend the general plan map for approximately 8.12 acres of land located at approximately 3917 North Capstone Way, about 3800 North Highway 89, from the current land use designation of high density residential, currently applicable zone RE5, to the proposed land use designation of employment slash business park. River County parcels 19-015-0078 and 19-403-0006. Ordinance 2025-22. Tammy, she's going to present to us.
Okay, so this is an item that we've seen re somewhat recently. It was just rezoned earlier this year from RE20 to RE5, the new zone that was intended for townhomes. After working with one of the developers, and there were some complications with setbacks and discrepancies that were with setbacks where the developer ended up wanting to do single family homes, and the zone didn't have the right elements for single family homes. And so that developer pulled out and it reverted back to the original developers. And so they have applied to do a general plan amendment to change the designation back to a commercial and business park zone, and the applied zone that they're requesting is the MCM, so manufacturing commercial mixed zone. We have received a recommendation of approval for both of those items from Planning Commission.
Okay, we'll start with item 3, which is the general plan amendment. Any questions for Tammy?
I mean, it makes sense that that's a commercial area over there. So,
it's kind of crazy that we keep going back and forth on this. Originally was that, and then they went to a residential builder, but back to manufacturing. So,
I don't really have any concerns about it. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do in that zone.
I think it makes more sense than as Bill talked about. I think it's always been that we tried to make something else fit there that probably wasn't. We're still, the railroad crossing is still a big issue part of this. So I think hopefully that's being passed on to them that that's
yes.
still part of.
That's in the agreement.
Of
right?
what we require. I don't think
what
we've
agreement?
Come to any agreement yet, but as
well, they've been made aware of it.
As we proceed, that has to happen. So
right, yeah. And they're kind of holding off on making the final layout of the properties until we work out where the rail crossing would be.
So anyway, that's the only caveat to there. I mean, again, I feel that it's good. So, Mayor, do we need to make a motion or a
It was in the planning commission.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The zone will
and the planning commission unanimously approved this, right?
So we are ready for a motion?
Yes.
Yep. I'll make a motion that we approve item number 3, general plan amendment for 3917 North Capstone Way to the let's see, this is just the general for ordinance 2025-22.
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion by Nelson, second by Gibson. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Is it a roll call?
Aye.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is a roll call.
Okay. Ordinance, sorry. Ordinance. I was thinking resolution. I think after 8 years I'd have this down.
We can all vote on it and we can all vote on it again.
Give us an idea of what we're going to do.
All right. Roll call. Arrington.
Yes.
Gibson.
Yes.
Marriott.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Urey.
Yes.
Motion carries. All voting yes. Item 4 is a rezone public hearing. Discussion and consideration to amend approximately 8.12 acres of land located at approximately 3917 North Capstone Way from RE5, high density residential, to MCM, manufacturer commercial mix zone. Weber County parcels 19-015-0078 and 19-403-0006. Ordinance 2025-23. I'd entertain a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion to go into public.
Second that motion.
Motion by Nelson, second by Urey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in a public hearing. Anything you want to add? She kind of covered it all.
It's just all what? Same thing.
Yep. Okay. Any members of the public wish to address us? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. By Marriott, second by who wants it? Okay. Nelson. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Oh, yes.
Just close.
Yeah. Okay. Entertain the motion unless there's questions.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve this rezone as stated in item 4, referencing ordinance 2025-20.
Second that.
Okay. Have a motion by Gibson, second by Nelson. Okay, this will be a roll call vote also. Arrington.
Yes.
Gibson.
Yes.
Marriott.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Urey.
Yes.
Motion carries of all voting yes. Item 5 is training approval. Discussion and consideration to approve attendance at the National League of Cities City Summit for the City Administrator.
I don't know. That's a great question.
I'm like, I'm ready. I can say something if you want. I didn't know you didn't address me, so I didn't know if
it was. Oh, it didn't have anybody on there.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the Utah League of Cities and Towns, this is just a grander scale of the National League of Cities and Towns. They are holding their city summit this year in Salt Lake. And so they were just encouraging everyone locally, if they could attend, to attend. They said this only happens in each state once about every 20 years. So I was just seeing if y'all would allow me to go to that. There's different options as far as there's like a Utah one day attendance, or there's the full conference. The Utah League of Cities and Towns has negotiated with them to get our members of Utah a discounted rate from what the regular attendance is.
Just as a reminder, if it in the contract we approved that there are certain conferences and things that I can approve that kind of pre-approved, and others had to come back to the council. That's why it's
Is it just because it's a national one? Is that why? Yeah. Okay.
But it being
Steve?
Held in Salt Lake. Yes.
So I mean, I would like to know the cost before we approve it, but when you go, I mean, I was looking through the packet here, and you know, there's quite a few really nice workshops that are in there. I mean, there's several that I would love to take if I were going. So I'd like, you know, maybe not today, but I would like to have your idea of what you want to focus on when you go there for the workshop.
And I would take any input from council on what, if you would like to see me focus on certain workshops that they're offering. I'd be happy to go attend those because I just want to bring back what is ever most beneficial to Pleasant View.
And then as part of this motion to let you go, which I think it's good to have you have some information, I would love to have a recap and a report on what you learned.
For sure.
So that we, you know, first of all, we know we went.
So but, I was going to say, the Utah Legion Cities and Towns, I just attended that last week before last. I have pictures that they had a photographer going around. So hey, you have proof I went.
Kidding with that, but I have no problem. I've been to so many different sales meetings or training and things like that, and it just all blends into one another. So if you can get something out of it, and raise your strength and the things that you can present to the city, you know, work on your knowledge and all those things, I have no problem with anything like this, Mayor.
Well,
so,
with Steve, I'd like to hear a report as well when you come back, just what you learned and how you've been applied.
And so, and when is this? This is going to be
it's
November
the,
20th.
Yeah, 20th through the 22nd.
So I would like maybe by next meeting, just have you give us an idea of what you think. And then maybe we can look at these two, because I honestly, I didn't look at every one, but just as I rifled through it, I thought, man, that'd be a really good stuff.
Well,
yep.
Good thing. So
we could do that, but I'd like a motion to maybe approve it so she can get registered.
Yeah,
but
just
but, yeah.
I'd like to have that as part of that motion. And so, what is the cost?
So, where they have the Utah one day, which I'm not sure which day that covers, it's $125. But then, if you want to do the full conference, and I'm not sure, it says Utah promo member is $575, and Utah promo state municipal league is $675. So, I'm not sure between those
is
two.
Is this something you would go down there and stay in a hotel, or would you?
I would just commute.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Are you
the,
attending all of these? Yeah.
I will accept whatever you guys
well,
are coming
no,
to let me
would
attend.
Like to
I would like to attend
yes.
all of it.
I'd like a motion that we allow her $675 or whatever the full conference is.
Okay.
And I would like to, my next council meeting, just give us an idea of what you'd like to do. And that's by no means locking you in, but I just want to know what your thoughts are. What you'd like to learn, and I'll look and give you some suggestions as well. So,
I will be at the International City and County Managers Association at the next council meeting. Would you like something in writing, or do you want
just
to do it at the?
I don't care. Just,
yeah,
just email it to
send
okay.
an email. Yeah,
okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it.
Oh, no.
But I want, as you register, you're going to be registering probably for workshops, I would think.
And since this is something I haven't done before, I'm not sure how the registration is set up. At Utah League of Cities and Towns, you just kind of go to the conference and then you just attend whichever one fits, you know.
Most of the big ones, typically you register for an event because there's limited space. And then there's some that are dogs that aren't worth, you know, going, honestly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that, you know, really, and the most popular ones are the ones that are going to be full. Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
But I hope you would get something out of it. And
well, and I think that housing is a big thing across the country, so I know that those will be heavily attended.
Anyway, I made that motion, Mayor.
Okay.
She attend the whole thing as long as she's staying, you know, commuting.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Motion by Gibson, second by Marriott.
Yeah, we do have a budget item for it, right? So.
No, I said
Marriott. Yes. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know we have budget for that, so.
The training stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
This fits within
okay.
that.
Represent us well. Pleasant View is the best of all the city
of
towns.
Of course.
As long as you say that from the rooftop. We'll be
okay.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Item six is other business. No, the police have anything? Okay. He didn't leave anything. Did he tell three of you to come? Does it take three? I mean, I just got to give him a bad time when I see him next.
Just,
Well, welcome. Glad to have you here. Always feel better when you're. Tammy, you have anything? Andy?
I just got these Future Utah magazines that Mike Hansen from Hansen Planning Group has asked me to distribute to any council members that are interested in it, and then to let them know if you want copies in the future. So I have those here if you are interested.
Great. Okay. All right. Anne.
Hey, I had a resident reach out to me. They were talking about that spot that we rezoned down by 600 West, that patio home subdivision. And is it below Fox Meadows? Below that, like closer to 2700. Yeah. Anyway, sounds like we don't have that zone in place anymore of what the patio homes are. And so the builder that's going to build on it has to do like a normal setback, which is not leaving much room for the house. I don't know if that's like what I thought we were passing the same zoning that we had before, but that's something we probably need to look at and address and see what's going on there. So,
well, I talked to him. What happened is that zone was very restrictive that was created for that it went from like 5 or 634 West to 800 West, and that was outside that zone. And so we changed it from commercial. It's a five foot different setback. And we've been working with them. They're either going to adjust their plans or they're going to have to go through a text amendment to change that zone to allow from like 600 West to 800 West and then do a rezone. So, but we're working with them, and I talked to them at length today. So,
okay. Thanks. That's great. That's all I've got.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Sarah?
No. Dave? I'm just wanting to keep pushing the website stuff. I really love what's on the website. It's looking great. Keep adding to it. I do have a suggestion. I'd like to have pictures and names of all of the planning commission, city council, city administrator, police chief, all that on there. Can we get a photographer come in and do that? If everybody's okay with that, if we got a photographer and we just did that, and we put a history in there of all the councils over and over again. And
starting January 1st.
No, you're on it.
Maybe tried to do that. I brought my camera several times, and you guys, but if you want to hire outside a photographer, there's something.
Well, I'm not saying we have to do that.
Yeah, you can do it with the phone. They're good enough.
We can.
Yeah, we could do that. That's fine. That doesn't have to be a professional to do it, but I think it would be helpful for the residents to be able to see who people are and get the information.
As long as there's a skinny lens.
Man, you guys. Oh, it's okay.
I don't think.
If you guys are all here in the next meeting,
when we can do that, and if everybody is okay with it. I know there was some reservation on putting a lot of the city staff and things like that on there, and I understand that.
Department heads
would be probably okay to do, and planning commission. There isn't really any information on planning commission, who's serving there, and that kind of thing. So, the website is very good to be able. What I'm hearing from the city staff is that it's easy to use, which we were hoping would be that number one accomplishment for both the user and for the back end. But if you're okay with that, I wouldn't mind putting that on the agenda or doesn't have to be actually city council time, but putting that on the agenda for next meeting. Okay. To do pictures or something.
Want me to bring the camera?
Can start.
Well, you got to be in the picture. So
are we going to take it a group picture or individual picture?
I think both would be good.
I'll set the weddings.
For the 28th.
Well, yeah, we can start. I mean, we might not catch everybody that night, but let's.
Yeah, it may not catch everybody.
Okay.
28.
Okay.
It is very nice.
I'll help coordinate that.
Okay, Steve. All right, move to item 7, the closed meeting. We do need a closed meeting. So I'd entertain a motion to go into a closed meeting to discuss. Help me out. Employee care.
of whatever of an individual
competency.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to have a list for me on the back or something so I can.
I don't know the wording exactly.
I know. Anyway.
I'll make a motion to go into a closed meeting to discuss character competence of an employee.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Is this a roll call? Hey. Arrington.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Yuri.
Yes.
Marriott.
Yes.
Gibson.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a meeting here.
You can wait here. We'll be right back.
No, I think we have to wait here. We
think I include Anne.